Hello, Travis?
Yes.
Hi, Travis. This is Laura from Local Splash. My client interviewed the account management. Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
They gave me a they let me know that you were looking to cancel, and I also saw that you felt that you were being pressured. So I'm so sorry to hear that. I was calling to find out a little bit about what happened or what part exactly was it that you felt pressured on.
I'm not sure. It's just a little sudden. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sit there and do it. I mean, I'm so busy right now.
Yeah.
I honestly don't even think I'm going to be able to take on any more work as the time is. I mean, it's a little too much right now. There's a bunch of shit I would have to do to really get stuff going. That's why I told you on, when was it, like Wednesday or whatever it was last week. You know, there's certain things that I have to go over financial-wise to kind of get more machines and vans, and I kind of put some numbers together. I mean, it's just not possible right now.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be a headache. So they've been calling me.
I'm not sure if I... Yeah, I know. We've been calling you to try to get the client interview. I didn't notice that as well. I'm not sure if I mentioned to you on the Facebook ads that you have, you're actually able to put them on as hiring ads as well. I'm not sure if that's something that you were looking to do.
No, because, I mean, the biggest thing is machines and trucks. You know, a lot of plumbers don't carry all that stuff. And when they carry all that stuff, you have to pay a shitload of money to be able to have guys like that have all their own machines.
Got it. That's, okay, yeah, I think I did mention. Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, so that's just a pain in the ass. But yeah, I mean, it's too soon. I sat down with my wife. We kind of went over some numbers, and it's going to be way too much right now. So I just wanted to go ahead and cancel it now while it's still early. And then I wanted to see. I mean, because nothing has really been done, is it possible to get a refund on that, or is that just gone?
So I would definitely speak to your actual account manager that's been trying to get a hold of you, since they're the ones who are handling your account. On my end, I was just pretty much calling to find out to see what was going on and see how we can help. I know that what we can do for you is just pretty much put out, because I already gave you the lowest price possible that we have. I wouldn't be able to help you out on anything with pricing, because I can't do anything anymore on that end. But the only thing that I could do is just pretty much push it out 2 weeks for you. So it would give you an extra 2 weeks. But we do ask that you stay with us for at least 2 months so we can actually prove it to you how this works, because it does, as I mentioned to you when I spoke with you, it does take about 30 to 45 days for something to even get started. So it actually gives you time, because it does take a little bit of a process for it to get started for you.
Yeah, I get all that, but I mean, you know, it's all a money game. I mean, really trying to get, you know, anywhere from $70,000 to $120,000 worth of shit, that's a lot. You know,
I'm
pushing that out right now just in case something does happen and I'm getting all those calls. You know, I can't take a risk on that much money. You know, there's
got
no
it,
way I
it.
Can put out that much. I mean, you got to think that, like I said before, the machines that I use, the stuff is not cheap. You know, it is not cheap at all. Plumbing stuff is very, very expensive. Cameras, I mean, just a camera and a locator, it's over $14,000 just for the camera. You know, so that it's like, that's the stuff I use. That's the stuff I'm advertising for. So if I have more guys that need stuff like that, you know, I can't just run on one camera. So I'd have to buy more stuff. So that's
correct.
Not a possibility where I can just come out with that much money. You know, I wish I could shit money like that. That'd be fucking amazing. But right now, I just can't. You know,
cool.
I'm busy. I'm making good money.
Let me ask you, if you were to, so this is just another suggestion, and I don't know, you know your business best, but if you were to do like cherry picking the business, so if you pick keywords that will give you the most, basically the highest cost in jobs, or the high, you know, basically jobs that cost the most. If you use those type of keywords, you can cherry pick or actually get the high paying jobs towards your business. Is that something that you could see would work for you? I mean, you know your business best, no, so I wouldn't know.
It's tough. Like I said, you know, I am with the other company still. So going off on my own, I mean, I'm busy on my own and I have company business, you know, so like I said before, it's hard for me to break off. Like I'd have to talk to him and kind of see, but right now doing all of that and spending that much money on more stuff. I mean, even if I was to land a job for $100,000, you know, I still got to pay my guys. I still have to pay for materials. I still have to pay for all the big shit. So it's not, and it's hard to convince somebody to spend, you know, more than $20,000 on big jobs like that. Like it takes a lot. So even to get lucky on that stuff, you know, it's still not even enough to do that. You know, I'm on a big job that price, you know, $20,000-$30,000, you're spending, you know, close to $10,000 in material plus labor and everything else. So it's pricey. You know, it's not enough gain to be like, okay, I'm making enough where I can put, you know, even $75,000 into new equipment. That's just going to push me back way too much, and I can't be set back like that. That's me breaking into, like, emergency funds. And, you know, if I end up getting slow or something else happens, I still have cash. I can't break into all that.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, I hear you. It's unfortunate that we can't make something work out for you. but absolutely, I mean, I would recommend calling the account manager, and I'm sure they can make something work for you. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to get a refund, but
Now, are you able to cancel on your end?
On my end, no. I'm not the actual account manager. So your account went to the account manager as soon as we processed this for you. So I know they've been trying to get a hold of you already since last week. So, I mean, I would just pretty much respond back to them, if anything, and get it taken care of.
Okay. Can you write a note in there to have them call me?
I can do that.
It's like I called earlier and a guy answered, and then he's said, oh, I don't have authorization, and then he sent me over to you, and now it's got to be somebody else. So,
no, you should have the account manager. Let me see. They should have, because I know they keep rescheduling you to meet with you. It says that there was a client interview scheduled for you today between 10 to 11, so I'm assuming someone's going to give you a call.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I don't know if you've been getting the emails. Okay.
Yeah,
sounds good. All right. If anything, give me a call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No worries. All right. Bye.